Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John. One day a man looked up from his life and realized he had no friends. He even talked to God about it in a dream, and just when God was about to answer, he woke up. Later he told me his dream, and I counseled him. To have friends, you have to be a friend. You have to invest your time, energy, and be willing to even get hurt if that is what it's called for. Jesus never sat up in Mary's house and said, "I'm the Son of God, so come on, people." No, he went to the highways and byways, to the seashores. He called to people. He reached out. "Follow me," he said, over and over. And you know what? They followed. He touched. He taught. He shared his life, his bread, his world. He loved. He healed. He walked great distances to share himself. Then he finally shared everything he had. He died on the cross. But true love is resurrected. For on the third day, he rose victorious and is alive. What is a friend? A friend is loyal, trustworthy, honest, loving, judges not, will encourage and love you unconditionally. A friend doesn't compete with you. They accept you. They want your success more than their own. They stand beside you and are not afraid to tell you the truth. They are willing to give you the hard message even if it means losing you. They cherish your existence in their lives. They know that you are a gift from God to them. What are the characteristics of a friend? There is a song that came out that says, "I am a friend of God. He calls me friend." In the Bible, we find a number of God's friends: Adam, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, David, to name a few. They each had their set of mistakes, but they were considered righteous for their belief in God and their actions based on that trust and belief. James 2:21 says, "Was not our ancestor Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar?" You see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. A friend believes in you, and their actions confirm that. What are the responsibilities of a friend? Let's go to Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17. A friend loves at all times. When we fail or sin, we have a friend in Jesus. He loves us at all times. He is always ready to forgive, ready to restore, and ready to prove himself faithful even when you aren't. The word says, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Romans 5:8. What are the expectations of a friend? Proverbs 18:24 says, "A man that has friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother." A friend will hear you out. How do you deal with anger, hurt, and rejection from a friend? Because people are fallible, you will be hurt or even rejected by a friend. How do you deal with hurt and betrayal? You deal with it in prayer and truth. The word says in Proverbs 27:5-6, "Better is open rebuke than hidden love." Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses. Proverbs 27:17 says, "As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another." We are like children. We will not learn how to be a friend unless we are taught, unless we go through ups and downs, and unless we are hurt and restored. A child can get mad at a friend and 10 minutes later they're playing again. Why is it harder for adults? I don't think we let go of our pain. We have a tendency to internalize it, examine it, allow the anger to build and poison our hearts and minds against another. We are to carry each other's burdens, not grudges. The reason that we do not know how to handle anger, hurt, and rejection from a friend is that we don't want to forgive. We'd rather wallow in self-pity and the pain and waste a lot of friendship time that could be spent in enjoying the relationship. How do you make up with a friend? Proverbs chapter 27, verse 9 says, "Perfume and incense bring joy to the heart, and the pleasantness of one's friend springs from his earnest counsel." Making up is relatively easy. We just have difficulty in the first step. Saying "I'm sorry" usually opens the door. Asking for forgiveness and humbly accepting responsibility goes a long way. You may say, "Well, I didn't do anything. They did." You know, I understand how you feel, but I'll tell you something. When I first got married and into the first 3 years of my marriage, I got my feelings hurt a lot. God would always tell me to ask my husband for forgiveness, even when it was not my fault. I balked at such an idea, and eventually, after much arguing with God about it, I would reluctantly go to my husband, tell him I was sorry, and ask for forgiveness. Then I would go back to God with an "I hope you're satisfied" attitude. This went on for 3 years. I guess I was a bit hard-headed, and I didn't get it. God was dealing with me and my attitude. I had a tendency to internalize pain and keep an account of each offense. I could tell you the date, time, and conversation where the offense had occurred. God was trying to break me from that habit so that he could change my heart and heal all the past hurt. It doesn't matter whose fault it is. What matters is, do you value that friend? Have you spent some time being friends? Would you miss not having that person in your life? Not really. Don't talk out of your pain. You have a choice to make that pain temporary or permanent. Take the step today to go before God, ask for wisdom, repent if you are at fault, ask for his restoration of your friendship. Then go to your friend, repent, and restore the friendship. Then rejoice together for the gift of friendship God has so graciously given you. It's interesting to note that the Bible says that if we're offended with a brother and bring an offering to the altar, we are to leave our gifts at the altar, be reconciled with our brother first, and then bring our gift before the Lord. So let's forgive and reconcile with our brother. Then let's make up with our best friend. Let's pray. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, I come before your throne of grace. I am hurt and have anger and resentment toward my friend. Please forgive me and give me the wisdom and strength to go to my friend and ask for forgiveness. Restore our friendship, for I know that you have given me this friend as a precious gift. Teach me to be a friend to them and reflect your love and mercy towards them. Show me how to be gracious. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that's all the time we have. I'd love to hear from you via email, buffy@swordradio.com, or drop me a postcard to P.O. Box 1695, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. Be sure to go to www.declaretheword.com for more teachings and helps. Until next time.